Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It's currently 10 minutes past the hour, and we have several guests in the studio today. We have Ron Rubel, Director of Parks and Recreation for Harbor Beach. He's also on the he's chairman of the Maritime Fest that's coming up. We also have Al Kleinert. He's with the City Council in Harbor Beach, also on the committee there. And Clark Ramsey, he's some guy we brought in here. Oh, Clark is, his game show at the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival this coming weekend. So we want to talk about the festival. I thank you all for showing up. First of all, when does it all get started? When does the actual activities begin?
It starts Wednesday night. The kickoff is in Smalley's.
Tonight,
yeah. Yes. Time is flying. but it starts tonight at Smalley's. We call it a bucketless Bud and Maritime Festival kickoff. It starts at 7:30. We're going to have Smith Distributing will be there. We've got the music doctors will be there. I believe Clark was going to... No, you're not. You're planning too much for tomorrow night.
Small change of plans, yeah.
He has to work tomorrow here, so he has to be in a suitable condition.
Best way to learn about that is from the radio.
That's right.
Just learned all about that. But Wednesday has always been a good night. Everybody's ready to kick off a big weekend. And what better place to start it is in Maritime. We'll have buttons for sale. So bring your money when you come.
Now starting on Wednesday, this kind of helps the town kick it off, and any tourists who do happen to be in town at this point?
Tourists, townsfolk, everybody. This is just, it begins it.
And then what happens Thursday? It seems kind of an off day for a weekender, for somebody. They'd have to come up a little bit early if they're going to take part in the Thursday activities.
Well, Thursday we keep adding things, right, Clark?
Well, what do you think?
it's becoming a 4-day weekend then.
Oh yeah. Well, it started out a couple of days, but there's just too many things that keep coming up. It's hard to squeeze everything into a Friday and Saturday. So Thursday, the Ladies Auxiliary are doing an afternoon bingo, and believe it or not, a lot of people will show up. You don't get to play bingo in the afternoon unless you go to a casino or what have you. 6 o'clock, we got bocce on the beach. Teresa Hessling started that a couple of years ago as just an idea, and that has grown every year, and it's turned out to be one of our bigger events.
Is that at Trescott Park downtown?
It's down at the park. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you come down there, you'll see where it's going on. I don't know how many teams she has this year, but I know every year it has grown, and the excitement has been building for some time. Stopped into Brennan's, talked about a little bit about T-shirts, and apparently a lot of teams are getting their T-shirts, so... Everybody has to have their name out there.
Oh, my gosh. It's becoming an event. It's becoming
it is.
A full-fledged sport here
she's
in
done
Harbor
a,
Beach.
She's done
Corporate
a great
America
job.
America is struck.
Yep, she's done a great job with that.
We had last year went too late, so we had to add lights this year, so we'll be finishing under the lights bocce tournament.
Then I think there's something else going on down at the theater. I don't know really what that is, but on Thursday night, Clark?
It's the Harbor Beach Game Show Series. No, down at 7:30 at the theater, we're having the episode 2 of season 1 of the Harbor Beach Game Show Series. We're going to be playing $100 Pyramid and Win It in a Minute, Harbor Beach's take on the hit new game show, Minute to Win It. And basically what's going to be happening is we're giving away $500. Tickets are only $7, and it's basically a night, it's basically a variety show, for lack of a better term. We're taking a lot of humor from Johnny Carson and coupling it with game shows of today and yesteryear and throwing some cheesy game show hosts, and you have the Harbor Beach Game Show Series. I host it. I've been working on it when I'm not working here, off the clock, of course. And it's really turned into a beast, but it's a good beast, so we're pretty excited for that.
Excellent. And anything else on Thursday before you hit the big Friday, which is going to see car after car and trailer after trailer heading up to North Park there?
Well, Thursday night, what time's that start?
The game show starts at 7:30.
Okay, all right. What time doors open?
Doors open at 6:45.
Okay. I know I was at your first game show here. You want to be there early to get seats. This place is going to fill up quick.
Last show we had, at the inaugural show, we had 275 people show up on an idea, and the theater can hold 400. So we're hoping for a packed house, and let me tell you, you do not want to be number 399 at the top of the theater. So.
The nosebleed section, I believe they call it.
Perhaps, yes.
But it's still a seat.
It's still a seat, and it's a guaranteed good time. I'm Al Hansen, I guarantee it.
All right.
Okay, then we go to Friday. Friday kicks off at 12 p.m. And with that, it's the H&R Block Maritime Invitational. H&R Block gathers different locations, and they come, you know, to have teams to ride jet skis. They start off at 12. You get teams of four, and they'll go out there and race as fast as they can around the buoys, and time will be recorded. And we'll have an announcer, none other than...
our very own Clark Ramsey.
Yes. But right now I think we're at about 24 teams, 24 teams of four. This is something that grows every year.
Are you looking for local teams, or are these people that run a circuit and come around with this event?
There's people that have never been on a jet ski in their life. Probably three-quarters of them have never been on a jet ski in their life. But this is their time to... they come out and they race, they do one lap, and then they come Saturday and Sunday, and they see these guys going three or four times faster than them. And they know the work that it took just to stay on the machine at their speed. So you got 30, 40 mile an hour versus 70, maybe 80 mile an hour. There's a world of difference.
There's a world of difference between 40 miles an hour on water and 40 miles an hour on land. That seems a whole lot faster on the water.
It does.
Ron, why don't you talk about the course and how it's set up around the Trescott Street Pier?
It's right adjacent to the pier, so you can come down there. Bring a lawn chair, cooler with you. Set up camp right next to the guardrail, and the jet skis will be racing within feet of you. And the buoys are set all around to the end of the pier, and it's a great vantage point. You're right on top of the racing. It's not like an other event where you're watching it from shore or from a boat. They're racing right around the pier, and you can get right on top of the action.
And that's what makes Harbor Beach so unique, Craig, about the jet ski races at Harbor Beach, because normally, like Ron was saying, how normally the vantage point for all the fans is about a half mile away from the course. And since the harbor is deep enough right around the pier that they can wrap it right around, and you can actually sometimes get sprayed if you're so close from the jet skis, and you really feel like you're on top of the action.
We'll bring plastic like a Gallagher concert.
Well, we're not talking SeaWorld Splash Zone here, but you know, if Craig Rousen doesn't want to get wet, he should probably be prepared, you know.
Okay. And is this what kind of makes Harbor Beach special for these type of events, is you've got a harbor large enough to do this, where you don't have to hold it past the break wall where nobody could really see it?
This is kind of our niche, and the first time the APBA came up, they saw that, and they said this would be perfect.
Because Lake Huron can be unforgiving. You don't know what it's going to be. I mean, one day it's calm, and the next day it's six-footers with splashing up, and you're kind of assured inside the harbor that at least you're going to have some area that's going to be smooth enough.
Mm-hmm. I think with the H&R Block Invitational, smooth is good. When the APBA racers come in, it doesn't matter. If there were three-foot waves, they would be racing in it. In fact, they like the waves all that much better.
I think they get more speed when they get air.
Oh yeah. Well, they've just got that. They've got that urge to just go as fast as they can. H&R Block, a bunch of them just think, I'm going to stay on this boat long enough to get me around the course.
The ones they're using, though, are going to be pretty much standard issue personal watercraft.
Standard issue.
As opposed to the ones that come in for racing, where they soup them up and they basically charge these things up to where they're not stock anymore.
These are stock Honda watercraft, beautiful watercraft. One's a turbo. And what they'll do is they'll go out there, and I've ridden them, and it's smooth, but it'll set you back in that seat. And to me, that's all I would want. I don't want to go 80 mile an hour.
Imagine yourself driving the pace car at a NASCAR race. You know, you're on the same track as the professionals, yellow professionals right behind you, but you're in a stock car, but it's kind of souped up and it's just suitable for your needs.
If you want to participate in that, do you just bring a bathing suit? Do you have to have a personal flotation device for yourself? How do you work all of the little safety details that go around this?
To participate in that, it was one way to support our sponsors. Marilyn Townley and H&R Block got on board quite some time ago, along with other sponsors of the Maritime Festival. If you reach a certain level with the Maritime Festival, and I believe it's $250, you're eligible to put a team in. And if you have, once that sponsorship requirement has been met, then it still costs you $25 a rider. And that $25 a rider pretty much covers the cost of a t-shirt and the APBA one-day insurance rider. So it allows us to give our sponsors something, name recognition. Plus, I believe Maryland has 10 different groups that come in. They get a park out to North Park, or they get campsites out at North Park, and they make a whole weekend out of it. So call it a retreat, if you will. But I know they have a ball. Then a lot of other sponsors, too, also put together teams. And I had talked about T-shirt making. Well, there's also jet ski teams that are having T-shirts made up right now. So it'll be a colorful bunch.
If people have questions or want to know how they can get involved, is there a website, someplace they
There's
can go to get this information? Probably would have a full schedule of the events as well on there that people can see what's happening when and when they want to be in town.
If you go to harborbeach.com, you're going to find everything on there. Click on the Maritime Festival. And schedule of events, posters, you know, for each individual events, because we've gotten so many events, every one of them needed a little poster. So we've got all kinds of posters which have the information, you know, that you would need to do that. Or they could call Ron at City Hall.
He's not busy this week.
You've been throwing him under the bus all day.
I'd give out his cell phone number, but during Maritime, a lot of times, unless he knows the name and it's something important, he won't answer it. But anyway, there is a lot of work that Ron does on there. Besides the H&R Block Invitational, you have Paws and Claws Petrol Show and Parade. That's beginning at the Murphy Museum at 6 o'clock, and that, dogs, cats, you name it, they'll be judging a parade. That's always a good time.
They'll have different categories for, you know, most exotics, you know, best dressed, that type of thing.
It's quite comical. I thoroughly enjoy the pet parade always. I've had to announce for it in the past. And it's hard to explain. It's just one of those small town USA in the late 1800s. You know, just everyone's going out there, and it's an absolute blast. It really takes you back a few years.
Just make sure your pet is friendly to other pets, and so you don't have any problems that way.
But yeah, we don't want, like in the news right now, that pit bull. You know.
No bringing a little Cujo?
No.
Okay, and people want to participate in that, do they need to sign up first, or is it just as you get there?
Tell you the truth, I think you just show up.
I believe you show up, yes.
You just show up, and it'll be at 6 o'clock on the Murphy Museum lawn. Then we move into our music. This year, every year it seems like we add something. Well, now we're getting more into the music end of it. We have two bands going on Friday night. First one is Benjamin Lake. Never heard them, but they're from St. Clair Shores, and they sound like they're great. One of the guys mentioned that they're good. We're going to find out. 6 o'clock. It's classic rock hits. And like I said, they're from St. Clair Shores.
Where do you do the music? People want to be
right on the beach.
Well, Ron, why don't you talk about that?
You're talking about the venue for the jet ski races around the dock, the whole festival, other than the events that take place at the community house or at the Murphy Museum, are all down at the lake at the park. We have a huge tent down there, the bocce ball. We have a stage we set up on right on the beach for the music, and it's an awesome venue. Bands come in there and play, and just go down there, and there's no charge. Just come down and listen to them. The whole setup is just cool, with the harbor and the lake and the dock and the jet ski and going on and people around. It's just a great setup.
Is it scary to plan these types of things all outdoors? Because, you know, it's Michigan and it's a weekend.
Well,
but it sounds like we've got good weather coming for this weekend. But,
yeah.
You know, it has to be scary, you know, 3 months out wondering, oh, gee, are we going to have last weekend storms rolling through again?
Well, what do you think?
Come on, you're wearing it out, Clark. Okay.
In about 11 years, we had one band that we had to cancel. Of course, we had to make them get off. The Thunder and Lightning, they loved it. They couldn't have asked for a better backdrop, but we figured they might get zapped. So
Nature's light show is a bit much.
And if something were to come up and we had plenty of warning, what is that, 150 by 60-foot tent we have down there. So we could...
But that's a contingency, and we don't think that's going to happen because, again, the forecast sounds good for your weekend, mm-hmm. which is always a plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just to hammer on the whole stage point a little bit, every band that I've talked to that has played there, that's the first thing to talk about. This is the coolest thing that they've ever played at, because you are literally the stage is set up about, would you say, 30 to 40 feet from water lapping on the shore. You know, you're right on the beach. The crowd is on the beach. It just has this really beach party mentality. Everyone's just out there to have a good time, and it's free. Yes, I said free. All the music and entertainment down at the beach is free all weekend, and we had Benjamin Lake playing at 6 o'clock, and then Jedi Mind Trip starts up at 8 o'clock. Jedi Mind Trip's one of my personal favorite bands. They're based out of Saginaw. They play in Lansing. They play in Grand Rapids. They play across the whole state, and kind of coinciding with Jedi Mind Trip playing, we also have the Back to the 80s Costume Contest. That's going at $9.30, $100 cash prize for the first place of the best 80s costume. So, Craig, you should probably jump in on that. You'd be a shoo-in.
Ron, those parachute pants are coming back.
But so we have the costume contest at 9.30, then Jedi Mind Trip's going to be playing all night long for free of charge. They're just looking to have a good time. They're really excited. They've been amping up for this for a long time. We've been trying to get them here for about 5 years, and they finally had a opening their schedule, so we took it and got them over here, and it's just gonna be a great time. That's only Friday night, and Saturday, really the bomb really opens up, and it's a blast.
Saturday we start off pretty early, 8 o'clock in the morning. The Harbor Beach Hospital has a 5K walk run. It starts right down from the Legion Hall. That I believe there is a flyer also online at harborbeach.com. If anybody has information there, there'll be phone numbers. That started out small, and it is it's continuing to grow. And from there, you walk to the Legion, down to the marina, and back, or run, or do whatever you do. but there's a lot of people are enjoying that. From 10 till 1, we've got lighthouse tours.
You've been working on that, Ron, all spring here, trying to get these things starting to move, and they began late in June and starting to kick off.
Right, a couple weeks ago. People have been out there. Anybody that's been out to see our lights has been truly impressed, and they just need to call the marina phone number and make a reservation to get on the charter boat, because we anticipate a big turnout this Saturday. And if there's a big turnout, we'll extend the hours later. But if you want to get out on the light, get down to the marina about 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Terrific. And I've been out there. You invited us out to media earlier this year, and it is very neat in the inside. I mean, it takes you back to the era when there were lighthouse keepers out there sitting at the end of the break wall with nobody around them. That had to be a really lonely thing.
Yeah. It's out there, Mark and Harbor Beach's front door.
Oh, I like that.
It's your porch
write
light.
That was just write that down.
That was just coined right here.
There we go.
On your
Ron
show.
Rubel approved right there.
All right. Some of the other things we've got going is Craft Show, Poor Man's Promotions Craft Show. They were with us right at the beginning, and they're continuing to come to our event. And they'll be there Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Co-ed Beach Volleyball Tournament. That's something that Stephanie Gaynor started. And that's growing. That's going to be at 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. or 5 p.m.
Wow.
That would have been a rough one. But Smalley's Bar and Grill is sponsoring that one. And we've got inflatables for the kids. Kids are a big part of this whole event. It's a family type event. Maybe mom and dad could be out watching the jet skis where the kids are playing on inflatables. But that works out great. Then at 11 o'clock, we got the Valley Gear and Machine Thumb Water Cross Regional Races. And this is where the jet skiers come in.
The pros who know what they're doing.
Yes, yes.
Unlike us amateurs.
I'm offended, Craig.
Well, we've had some local people get involved. Tulaski's. We've got some young boys in there that raced 1 year, and they did real good. We've had locals that got involved. They saw what it was like in the Invitational. Then they wanted to do it with the next. Well, there's a class for beginners. You can go out there and rip around with the, you know, there's different classes. You don't take an amateur and put them with a pro, because you get blown away for one one thing. But it starts out easy. You learn how to race, and it makes it great for anybody that thinks they're faster than somebody else.
Do they also have, like, classes for how souped up your jet ski is? Because,
yeah.
You know, it's like that attractor pull. You know, you have to have classes because some people are building these things that are basically something NASA would come up with, and others are a little closer to stock.
Well, they have tech, which means that any time a tech inspector can grab a boat, tear the boat down, find out whether this guy is trying to cheat. And it doesn't happen a lot, but it keeps everybody honest, so... And some of the pro boats, they are at the highest level of technology with designing these motors. You take a watercraft, 5 years ago, 60, 65, you're cranking. Now 80, some might even get up to 90. In the offshore shootout, you might find somebody getting 90 mile an hour, which that is fast, very fast. We also got a euchre tournament going on. Not to change the subject, but we got a list here.
Well, you have to have stuff for everybody. Because you're bringing the family in, you got stuff for the kids, you got stuff for the adults, you got stuff for people who are maybe a little
the jet ski
older and want to do that.
The same caliber of people, you know.
Well, you've got some like the sun, some don't. Some like to win money. American Legion Hall is sponsoring a euchre tournament. Dean and Daryl are going to be running these, and it's from 10 p.m. till 5 p.m. or until it's over. Another thing that you wouldn't think would grow as much as it has, but the Toy Crossing was about 4 or 5 years ago, they started a frog jumping competition. You were at the last one, Clark. What was that?
I was commissioned to announce for frog jumping contests. Now, when I first saw it, heard this, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, I'm a professional. And I was like, all right, this sounds fun. I was up for the challenge. Well, I got there and I was just blown away by the number, first off, the number of entries, and then second off, the number of people that were there. We had, I think, 98 entries last year for frog jumping. Now this is
not kids jumping like frogs. This is actual
frogs, like the
amphibians.
The parents or the ambitious kids go out and find a frog that morning, keep it alive, and put this thing on the stage, and see how far it jumps after three jumps. You pull out the tape measure and you do this. And the Toy Crossing has done an absolutely phenomenal job. You really feel like Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn, you know, trying to win. It's hard to explain because you just walk away from that event feeling so much more like an American citizen. You just walk away just happy, excited, and you're saying, that was an absolute blast, and I'm going to go come back next year. I fully expect to see over 100 entries this year in the frog jumping because it's a splendid event. Let's just put it that way.
And this is just before the frog leg eating contest?
I was hoping somebody wouldn't say something. That would be terrible. If somebody was nasty, they could say, well, the losers, you know, you have them for dinner that night. But that's not the way it is. These kids love their frogs.
They take the frogs afterwards and release them back into the creek.
Or they train them all year for next year.
Yeah. It's very humane. Very humane.
It's a blast. It's a great time.
Okay. Another thing we've got, and we've got the Budweiser Great Lakes Offshore Shootout Endurance Race. This is the first year on the it's first year that one of these has gone on in the Great Lakes. And what that'll do is it'll take any local rider that thinks he might be faster than somebody, anybody that thinks he might be stronger than somebody, because you're going to be racing for 40 minutes. You're going to be going from the calm waters of the harbor right through the east gap by the light, going out a mile and then swinging back around and coming through the south gap. This promises to be a great event. There are going to be riders that have raced, but then there's also going to be people from around this area that have machines that they want to see just how they stand up against somebody else. So it should turn out to be a great event.
Before we go further, why don't we pause 60 seconds and we'll be right back.
What do you think of when I say the word retirement? Sunny days in Florida, a quiet lake in northern Michigan. Your first thought should be your Farm Bureau insurance agent. Farm Bureau has helped out thousands of Michigan people enjoy happier, more secure retirements. IRAs and annuities, a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan is rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So call your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. Remember, it's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Obli, Deb Croswack in Unionville, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton.
Michigan, my Michigan.
We are back, and in the studio we have Al Kleinert. He's with the Maritime Festival in Harbor Beach coming up this weekend. We also have Clark Ramsey, who puts on the game show programs there. Ron Rubel was with us. He had to leave. He has another hat. One of the jobs he has an obligation to fulfill there, so we thank him for helping us arrange the program and to get this information out. We were into Saturday of the festival, and pretty much a little over halfway through Saturday, so there's a lot left to go, I assume.
Oh, yeah. We've got, like I was saying, we have the Budweiser Great Lakes Endurance Run. By the way, anybody that would like to be involved in that could give me a call or go online. It's something that it's new to this area, and I know there's a lot of people that think they're real fast on a jet ski. This is one way to compare. You got a friend that you think you can beat. 40 minutes of racing. It should take one tank of gas, so we don't have to worry about refueling. But go online and give us a call.
Do you have to have people go out there and set buoys and stuff? Because I don't think there's a buoy 1 mile out, and you're going to have people who might not go quite the mile.
Well, we talked with the Coast Guard this morning. They're going to have boats available. We'll have a buoy out there. Basically, we've got a little drawing of the track. It's just you go from one buoy to the next around the buoy. And what it'll do is it'll take off from the normal race right from the beach. And they'll go out, and then they'll shoot straight out through the gap, swing around out. Anybody with a boat would like to raft out there to watch this race. It'd be great parking spot. And then swing back around through the south gap and then back by the pier again so everyone on shore can see. So it should be a great race. Then after that, we have the H&R Block Maritime Invitational Championship race. From the race before, on Friday, take the fastest riders, and we let them race one lap with everybody, parents, aunts, uncles, you name it, will be on the pier watching their kids or whoever and will race. This year we might throw a little twist into it by teaming them up with a professional racer. We could get six or so professional riders, throw their names into a hat, so it would be like a team race, which is something will be designed by the time the race begins.
Sounds a little bit like you have the golf tournaments where you have a professional and a local amateur who play together.
Yep. There's maybe the amateur knows the course a little better because they were on it Friday. The professional might know how to take a corner a little better. Well, they get talking with each other, and hopefully they'll come up with the fastest team. And then also, there is no ability to have a ringer in there. If you got somebody that can fly on a jet ski, well, he might get a slower professional racer racing with him. So it'll even things all out. So until it's over with, you won't know who is going to win that thing. Okay, then we have something new this year. We've been thinking about it for years, and right now we figure this is a good time. I called up to Caseville and talked with one of the cheeseburger officials about the cardboard boat race. And they explained they have 100 entries for this, and that is huge. Well, what we'd like to do is have our own little cardboard race. Maybe it'll grow with the future, but any of those that are going up to Caseville, what better place to test out their new designs is come to Harbor Beach. And this will be part of the whole event. This is, it's starting at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. We call it the Soggy Bottom Regatta. Hopefully you won't get soggy, but
let's be honest.
Cardboard, yeah, you know what'll be happening. And we do have an award for the most impressive sinking. So, you know, nobody's going to go away as a loser on that thing.
Are there, like, rules posted on the website
yes.
as to how you can create your vessel? Because you want people to follow the rules. And, well, it's cardboard, but it's made around a real boat.
We checked with Caseville because we wanted to model what they use, just so if someone is using our race as a design for a cheeseburger, which 100 boats, I can't imagine how big that would be. You can use cardboard, regular cardboard. You can use duct tape. And if you want to use some water-based paint to doll it up, that's fine. There will also be an award for the best looking. So
the water-based paint would also help to seal the cardboard
from getting
too soggy too fast.
But you don't want to make it too heavy, but then you want to make it out around that buoy.
That's my concern. I have a 11-foot boat made, and I think it might be a little heavy, but we'll find out.
And you use a paddle.
Oh, yeah.
There's no motors or anything.
No poling, no motors or anything like that. It's got to be a paddle. You want to use your hands? Fine. Whatever will get you out and around there, but it's got to be pretty much hand power. Then also at 6, we have the Nathan Schocken Band is going to be performing down on the stage. And how much does that cost, Clark?
Oh, I think it's free.
Free.
Yeah, free.
Great. All right. That works good. But Clark will play until about 8 o'clock. Or Nathan. Well, Clark will probably be on a mic down there at some time or another. But Nathan will be playing until about 8 o'clock. Then we've got a band. The name of the band is Shout. First time I heard them was at the Woodward Dream Cruise. And if you like the Beatles, these guys, it's a Beatles tribute band, and they're great. They make you think you are looking at the Beatles and hearing the Beatles. But they'll take the stage from 8 until the fireworks. Fireworks, we got dusk. But in watching Bay Cities and everything, about 15 after 10 is about the time when that's going to take off. And as soon as the fireworks done, the green bottle fly will start up. and they're plastic rock, and they'll go until 1 o'clock. So it makes a great evening of fun on Saturday.
But just to hit on the Shout band again, you like Al said, it's like you're looking at the Beatles. They sound like them. They look like them. I listen to the Beatles. I don't consider myself a Beatles bandwagon fan, but this is a phenomenal band. They really, even if you don't like the Beatles, if you like the Beatles, perfect. If you don't like the Beatles, even better, because by the end of the night, you will like the Beatles. They have the garb from when they were in Britain, then they have Sgt. Pepper's and everything else, and it's unreal. And then they're on the stage down at the beach, fireworks fire off, timed, choreographed to music, whatever you want to call it. And then after that, like we said, Green Bow Fly, and it's all free down at the beach, only feet away from the shoreline. Bring your cooler down, whatever. It's all free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like you said, most everything is on the free. By the way, going back on Friday, I forgot to mention this, and this is a pretty important thing. Dow AgriScience has a Relay for Life steak fry and bake sale. It'll be down at the tent. They provide some great food, and it goes for a great cause. So if you're hungry and you want to be down there, plus you got Zion Lutheran down there, they come up with, you know, something new every year. But it's great food.
You would think a full-fledged restaurant is down at the beach. Zion Lutheran, you know, I'm Catholic, but I do give a props to the Lutherans over there. They do an absolute fantastic job. They have Elveneers, brats, burgers. I know in the past they've had pulled pork. I'm not sure if that's made this year's cut. But it's anything you can imagine, Zion Lutheran has it there for you. That pizza, everything else. And it's and then they're there the whole weekend. And the steak fry for Dow AgriSciences, that's absolutely phenomenal. That all the money goes to Relay for Life. And I can't even explain how good that meal is.
Other than that, we have Hot Top Dog Concessions down there, which makes an awesome hot dog. Bob's Royal Scoops makes homemade ice cream. They'll be down there.
Well, the great part of that is once you've found a parking spot and you got down there, you don't have to leave to go to eat.
There you go.
No, you can spend the whole time down there. And this year, the Lions Club will be down there with their wagon.
Plus, you're also within walking distance to all the restaurants downtown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly.
The idea is to just pretty much blanket the town with people. And you've got Al's Restaurant up there, Smalley's.
No relation.
No, it's no relation to me, but the food is great. And if you've ate there before, you'll know what it's like. We've got the Anchorage. Pretty much the whole town supports this festival, and we try to support them.
I call it the Al Klein Stimulus Package.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody, there's a lot of people involved in this. It's not just I or Ron or
there's a whole
future Clark Ramsey.
Let's not go down that road, but there's a whole contingency of just tons of people that help out, and we can't even start to thank everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Between Jackie, Pam, Sheila, Jenny, everyone, it's unreal.
Oh, yeah. Paula. There's a lot of them, and if I started listing them off, I'm going to forget one and get shot. So
I don't
really want to get into that.
Speaking of which, obituaries coming up, Noah.
Back on the food on Sundays, I know we haven't got to that yet, but while I'm talking food, Zion has also got a fish fry going on. And that'll be from 11 to 3 down at the tent. That's $6. And it's a great, great meal. We'll have the music doctors will be performing also down there. Plus, at 2 o'clock, we'll have the Athletic Association is doing the community raffle this year. 2 o'clock will be the drawing. In the past, we've done Harley Davidson's, Kawasaki Mules, what have you. This year, we're just going to go with cash. And the way this is set up is the more tickets that are sold, the greater the first place prize will be. It's kind of like a lottery. So that could turn out to be quite an event. And there'll be tickets sold all over. Most of your organizations have tickets for sale. If you need them down there, they're $5 a piece. And it helps support the Maritime Festival plus all these nonprofit organizations that do help out. Sunday, we got the KFC Maritime Festival car show. All right, it's a benefit. It's held right on the Murphy Lawn. It's the oldest car show in Michigan. Started 30 years ago in Garth O'Mara's parking lot, and it's now it's grown, and every year it just continues to grow. Valley Gear and Machine Thumb Watercross Regionals Racing will again start up at 11 and go till 3 p.m. Also, the craft show will be going along. From 11 to 3 will be the Music Doctors. And like I said, the big cash drawing is at 2 o'clock. And you should get your tickets because it promises to be a pretty good drawing.
Yeah, because how that works is tickets are $5 a piece. First place is guaranteed $2,000. Second place is $1,000. And then there's a third and fourth and fifth place as well. But the thing is, it's kind of like the lotto. Once we hit our minimum, it's all based on percentages. So first place, I believe, is guaranteed
it's 27%
of the $5. So you could be making, if enough tickets get sold, I mean, you could win $1 million, Craig.
But $1 million?
$1 million.
I don't think they printed that many tickets.
I don't think they printed that many tickets. But the thing is, you can win more than $2,000. I mean, it's a heck of a deal. We cut out all of our costs for that, and so we're just putting all the money back into the community and back into the hands of the people who are buying tickets. So it's the Athletic Association really grabbed that one and ran with it, and we're really happy they did. And it's worked.
That $1 million thing that you just said, that's a great marketing tool. So the tickets are flying out of people's pockets as we speak.
Immediately. I mean, cell phones are ringing off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're kind of running out of time. I want to make sure that, did we get everything that we need to tell in a nutshell about the upcoming festival?
I guess the whole festival is all about the sponsors. We've had sponsors that have been with us since this began, Budweiser, Good Neighbor Pharmacy, Harbor Drug, H&R Block. There's a bunch of them, and I know I'm going to forget them right now, but without them, this wouldn't happen. This year, we're also doing something different. If you want to camp down on the beach, we're opening up 10 sites. It's $100 for the whole weekend. That includes a parking pass. If you need to do that, you can get a hold of the City Hall of Harbor Beach. Give them a call and reserve a spot. I think we have 5 left. But there, you got the whole weekend right there. It's rustic camping, but it'll be a great time. And parking, or the buttons. The buttons help support the whole festival. As Clark has mentioned numerous times, everything is free. And this
nearly
helps,
everything is free. You know,
everything, this helps us keep this thing going. And
we don't have enough time in the whole day to hit everything on the Maritime, so head to harborbeach.com/maritime, or you can just go to the homepage and click on the Maritime button, or go on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/HP Maritime, or just search Harbor Beach Maritime Festival. You'll find it. We put up deals, discounts, what's going on, schedule, and of course you can find the full schedule of all of our sponsors and everything on there. So be sure to check that out, and be sure to come over to Harbor Beach this weekend for an absolute grand time.
I thank you all for coming on out.
Thanks for having us.
It was a long drive, Craig.
We got everything in. What do you think, Clark?
What do you think? It was great.
And again, the festival starts on, really, Wednesday night and Thursday. A lot of activities already, so you're expanding beyond the two-day weekend as we speak, and who knows where it will go.
That's right.
Our guests today on the program have been Al Kleinert, City Council member, also on the Maritime Festival Committee. We had Ron Rubel, who is with the Parks and Recreation Department in Harbor Beach, also key essential people putting together this festival, and Clark Ramsey, who is doing the game show in Harbor Beach this weekend. Head on out, enjoy it. Again, there's a lot of information on their website that can tell you what's happening, when, and how to participate. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
I don't know, officer. We were just celebrating his 21st birthday.
I'm Nidas Simona, chair of the Liquor Control Commission. Studies show us that binge drinking peaks between the ages of 18 and 22, and many of these drinkers are college and even high school students. Alcohol poisoning is one of the many dangers of binge drinking, so please think twice before you and your friends celebrate by playing drinking games.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Achy breaky heart, your love amazes me. There's a tear in my beer. Unanswered prayers, suspicious minds, when will I be loved, and the truth about men. Emotions run deep on AM 1340 WLEW. Achy Breaky Heart. Your love amazes me. There's a tear in my beer. Unanswered prayers. Suspicious minds. When will I be loved? And the truth about men. Emotions run deep on AM 1340 WLEW.
News time now at WLEW, and this news update is being brought to you by your electrical specialists of the Thumb area, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Mauer Electric in Bad Axe. First up, we've got your latest world news, a live report from CNN, local headlines to follow right afterwards, and then your weather. You're listening to WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. She's not a murderer, just a convicted liar. That's what the verdict in the Casey Anthony murder trial amounts to. After yesterday's big loss, prosecutors appear to be going after Anthony's family. Assistant State Attorney Jeff Ashton tells the Today Show Anthony's mom, Cindy, could face perjury charges.
I think there could be. That'll be a decision made by another branch of our office. And
would you pursue the case if you were staying in office?
I don't. I honestly don't know. That would be a very, very difficult decision to make.
Prosecutors say Cindy lied when she said she was responsible for internet searches on chloroform. Most analysts expect Casey Anthony will get no jail time when she's sentenced tomorrow on misdemeanor charges. Attorneys for Dominique Strauss-Kahn are meeting with New York prosecutors today. Newsweek's Christopher Dickey points out these are the same prosecutors who announced they're questioning the credibility of a hotel maid who accuses Strauss-Kahn of sexual assault.
We don't know what his version of events is. So he's trying to have a situation where he never tells us. And everything is based on the lack of credibility of the victim, right, or the alleged victim.
Democratic and Republican lawmakers have been invited to the White House tomorrow to hold talks with the president about deficit reduction and the debt ceiling. Republican Senator Johnson says the first step in dealing with the issue is passing a budget.
Think about the fact the United States Senate has not passed a budget in 2 years. I've been in business now for 34 years. I've had to produce budgets on time. It is unthinkable in business to miss one of those deadlines.
You can tweet your questions about jobs and the economy to President Obama today. He's hosting the first ever Twitter town hall meeting. Roger Clemens' perjury trial gets started today with jury selection. The baseball greats accused of lying to Congress about his steroid use. This is CNN Radio.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Here is your latest local news update on WLEW. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow says farmers interested in participating in a federal program to reduce pollution in Saginaw Bay have until July 22nd to enroll. The Michigan Democrat said Tuesday that Saginaw Bay is one of three watersheds in the U.S. included in the preservation and conservation effort. It's part of President Barack Obama's America's Great Outdoors Initiative and has $550,000 in funding. Stabenow chairs the Senate Agriculture Committee. Her office says the effort will improve the Bay's water and habitat conditions by helping agricultural landowners and producers to implement critical conservation practices that prevent nutrients and sediment from reaching the Bay's waters. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service is overseeing the effort. It held a public meeting in Bay City last month on the program. Authorities say a 7-year-old girl has been mauled by a pit bull at a family member's home in Bay City. The Bay City Times reports the girl, who is the granddaughter of the home's resident, was feeding the dog Tuesday night when it bit and dragged her. Police say the Bay City girl had wounds to her head and face and was expected to undergo reconstructive surgery. The dog was taken by animal control. More news coming up.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Maurer Electric services all brands of generators? From oil changes to diagnosis and repair, call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Maurer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
This is Larry Maurer for generator sales and service. Call Maurer Electric at 989-269-8171.
Authorities in the Flint area say a 2-year-old girl who died over the weekend was found to have 5 human bite marks and a lacerated liver. 2-year-old Tiara Woodward was found not breathing in her home Sunday morning in Genesee County's Flint Township and was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. The case was being investigated as a possible homicide. Flint Township Police Chief George Siffert says some of the bite marks were fresh while others appeared to be a few days old. He says they appeared to be from an adult. Siffert says blunt force trauma to the girl's abdomen may have caused her death. A 20-year-old man was taken into custody but hasn't been charged.
If you have electrical wiring problems, don't make the problem worse by doing it yourself. Let the professionals at Maurer Electric get the job done and done right. Maurer Electric has the experience with handling electricity, whether it's new construction of a home, business, commercial, or residential buildings, barns, to remodeling and rewiring. No job is too small or large. Whatever the size of the project, call the leading electrical contractor in the Thumb area, Maurer Electric of Bad Axe, with warehouses en route.
This is Larry Maurer. If honesty and integrity matter to you, call us at Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171. We'll treat you right.
You are caught up on today's latest news. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, go to thumbnet.net. A news update brought to you by your electrical specialists of the Thumb Area, Maurer Electric on Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Maurer Electric in Bad Axe.